Hi, my name is Jasmine Jade Akot, and I am from Touch of Grace Christian Fellowship, GCI Palawan, Philippines. I grew up in a Christian family. I was raised by my grandparents who were both serving the Lord. They taught me to pray, and we always go to church. They taught me about Jesus, the Bible, and what Jesus did for me. But after my grandmother passed away, my life started to spiral downward. I had to move back in with my parents, and soon after, my father passed away too. I was devastated. I left behind and alone. I felt like nobody is there for me anymore. I don't have a good relationship with my relatives. For some reason, I feel like they are all against me. I was labeled as the black sheep of the family. It was then that I started to rebel. I thought, what's the point in pursuing excellence when all they can see are my mistakes? From being a consistent honor student, I started flunking in class. I joined the gang, learned vices, and was always in the middle of fights. My life completely turned around for the worse. I looked for love to fill up the void in my heart. This led me to wrong relationships, which left me even more heartbroken in the end. I was grieving, in pain, lost, and heartbroken. Last December 2019, I noticed some of my cousins on their way to church. They didn't invite me, but for some reason, I felt compelled to go with them. So I did. Little did I know that it was all part of God's plan to turn my life around. After the church service, we had a huddle where we share about what we've learned from the message. During this huddle, one of the ladies there with me hugged me, and I just felt something inside me. I can't explain that I cried there in front of people I met for the first time. It was such an amazing and calming feeling. I felt welcome, felt loved, I felt like I belong, I felt like I have a found family. That lady who hugged me became my mentor, and since then, she has been guiding me in my journey. As I come to know Christ more, I have learned that there is no darkness too dark that the light of Christ cannot bring to light. Since then, I started coming to church and attending cell groups consistently. The relationship I had with my relatives was restored. I left the gang and also improved in my studies. I realized that God is the only one who can fill the void in my heart. He's the missing piece. Now my heart is complete. He has given a second family that has been continually nurturing me and guiding me in my walk with Christ. And now, I am also serving the Lord in the ministry and in the business of winning souls and making disciples. This is Jasmine Jade Akot, once broken and lost, but now testifying that the Lord is my everything, and without Him, I am nothing.